Hi everyone. Since the early days of becoming an animal activist, as I moved into politics, and now as a Victorian Member of Parliament for the Animal Justice Party, I've been a fierce advocate for racehorses and of highlighting the cruelty and greed of the racing industry, an industry that believes it is above the law, an industry that treats horses as products to be used for entertainment and profit, and to be discarded and turned into dog meat as soon as they stop serving this purpose. An industry of nothing less than endemic cruelty. On the morning of the 30th of January, two stables of racehorse trainer Darren Weir were raided as part of an ongoing investigation into engaging in conduct that corrupts a betting outcome, obtaining financial advantage by deception, and animal cruelty. The raids also uncovered tasers, known as jiggers in the racing industry, an unlicensed firearm, and cocaine. It comes as no surprise that electric shock jiggers were found and seized, and the mere fact that the racing industry has its own name for tasers just highlights the endemic culture of cruelty. Trainers who refused to be named were quoted in the media saying, "The jigger's power was like a tickle and was used as a reminder." One trainer even suggested that every trainer would have a jigger in their stable. But the question had to be asked. If being tasered is the same as being tickled, would the industry be so determined to keep it behind a wall of secrecy and denial? Would these trainers feel compelled to hide their names? Just like the whip, receiving an electric shock terrifies the horse into doing anything to stop the pain, often pushing themselves beyond their physical capabilities, resulting in them breaking down and being injured. At the time, CEO of Racing Victoria, Giles Thompson, said his primary objective was to enforce the rules and look after the health and welfare of horses. However, it is these rules that allow thousands of racehorses to be sent to slaughter each year, hundreds of jumps horses to be killed on track, and hundreds more horses breaking down and becoming injured from being pushed beyond their physical capabilities. As an Animal Justice Party Member of Parliament, I take every opportunity to achieve positive change for animals, and I called on the government to lead an immediate independent inquiry into the Victorian racing industry. I believed that after decades of thriving and profiting from corruption and animal cruelty, it was time the industry was held to account. The government did not support the inquiry. Now, thanks once again to brave whistleblowers, on the 17th of October, the ABC program 7:30 aired an explosive story which showed racehorses being slaughtered for human consumption, as well as serious breaches of retirement form declarations and traceability rules. The investigation showed deception and lies from industry figures and participants, and also revealed that the number of racehorses the industry says is slaughtered in 1 year is actually the number killed in 1 week at just one abattoir. It was made clear that the abuse of power and the lawlessness that is rife within the racing industry shows no bounds. Countless horses seen at slaughterhouses were declared as retired or still active, with the industry being killed for human consumption. This is an industry that has betrayed the public and betrayed its horses. It was made clear that they cannot be trusted to regulate themselves. The racing industry says they love their horses, but what they really mean is they love them while they are racing. The sport of kings is in reality the sport of cruelty and corruption. Given that it's an industry that can only exist with the cooperation and financial support of the federal government, I called for a royal commission into the Australian racing industry. If the federal government was serious about redeeming back any credibility for an industry they are ultimately responsible for, then this is what they'd do. But clearly, this isn't the case. Congratulations must go to my New South Wales colleagues, Emma Hurst and Mark Pearson, for their successful motion, which called on the government to investigate the outcomes of X-race horses. Here in Victoria, in response to the horrific footage on the 7:30 show, the racing industry declared that they will donate $25 million to racing welfare initiatives. But how is this going to fix the real problem of overbreeding? The racing industry giving money back to themselves is not a donation. It's a public relations exercise to redeem some credibility at their most important period of the racing year. No amount of money in the world can change that too many horses, and let's face it, one is too many, are leaving the industry each year. When the industry churns out up to 15,000 foals in 1 year alone, there is simply not enough homes when they leave racing. If they were serious, they'd allow the money to be externally managed until the industry fixed their own participants' throwaway culture of horses. For most horses, their retirement plan is a 50-cent bullet to the head. I want the industry to make a commitment to drastically reduce breeding. Currently, breeding is unscrupulous, out of control, and one of the leading reasons that so many horses end up at knackeries and abattoirs. On the 29th of October, I introduced new laws into Parliament to ban racehorse slaughter, believing it's time for racing participants to be held accountable by Victorian law if they slaughter their horses for meat. According to the word salad, that is Racing Victoria's equine welfare strategic plan, they support a holistic post-racing framework. Unless the brutal slaughter of young, healthy racehorses for dog food is part of their holistic framework, they would have told the government to support my proposed laws. If passed, those laws would have made it a crime to slaughter horses for the purpose of pet food in Victoria. Unfortunately, the government didn't have the guts to stand up to the industry and support my proposed laws. The numbers in support on the crossbench meant that if they had, the laws would have passed. On the 5th of November was the Melbourne Cup, what is considered the main race day as part of the Melbourne Racing Carnival. Similar to what you're probably feeling, this racing carnival has been filled with mixed emotions. Such sadness, knowing what these majestic animals go through, their suffering while still considered useful, and the suffering that thousands of them face when sent to knackeries and slaughterhouses because they simply aren't making enough money for their owners to keep them alive. I also have enormous gratitude and admiration for all those brave activists and organisations taking the fight to a whole new level to expose the cruelty within the horse racing industry and increasing public awareness so people can make informed decisions about whether they choose to participate and support a sport that is rife with cruelty and greed. Thank you to the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses for everything you've done, year after year, to expose the truth. We are making progress. The truth is coming out. People are seeing what the industry is like behind the cover of glitz and glamour. And if you're in any doubt, about what the racing industry even thinks of their own sport. You only need to look at the main ad they've been running on television. Two young people, impeccably dressed, their eyes meet across a crowded room. And as they rise above the dance floor, they come together. Two hearts meeting as one. A love story for the ages. And not a dead horse in sight. This year, I attended the annual Nup to the Cup picnic in the park across the road from Flemington Racecourse. A day filled with dressing up and fun, showing you don't need to involve animal cruelty to have a party. But it's also a day where you know, just across the road, horses are being whipped and forced beyond their physical capabilities. The racing culture is so entrenched in Victoria, but it is changing. Victorians are becoming aware of the horrors of the industry and turning away. The attendance figures for the Melbourne Cup just released are saying that attendance was down, in fact the lowest it's been since 1995. Both the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate were down by over 20%. The Geelong Cup was down by just over 1,000, as it has been falling for a number of years. Bookies reported in the Geelong Advertiser that in the ring, their take was down by anywhere between 40 and 50%. And that's because people are not going to see the races and to have a bet. They're going because it's a public holiday. The companies they work for have paid for a hospitality tent. And they're going for the free feed and the booze. And it's changing, this attitude. It's changing because of you. Because you speak up and say, this isn't good enough. Because you take action, have conversations, and refuse to participate. Over the next 3 years of my term in Parliament, I promise I will do everything I possibly can to hold the industry to account and bring kindness and protection to racehorses.